Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today we are speaking with Kabango Resources. They are targeting world-class copper and PGM discoveries in Botswana. Today they put out some very interesting news that they have acquired two more prospecting licenses in the copper belt, and the stock is up 16% on that news. And here to tell us all about the new prospecting license they've acquired is Mike Moles, non-executive director. Hello, Mike, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hi.
You seem to have a strategy to build a large presence in the Kalahari copper belt, as you have also a right to earn 90% in two new licenses. How are you able to acquire these prospecting licenses in a highly prospective area?
Well, I think that we have to sort of cut our cloth according to our finances, really. But it's always been in our minds that we should take a position on the Kalahari Copper Belt, because we've thought for a year or more that there is huge potential on the Kalahari Copper Belt. And I think the market has been slow to really recognize this fact. And I'm delighted to hear that the share price has popped up a little bit on this news. And I think that, you know, there is now, it's beginning to sink home the prospectivity of the Kalahari Copper Belt. Hopefully, the reason for our share price going up is because that's what people are perceiving. But our principal project, as you know, is our Kalahari Suture Zone, which is a magmatic sulfide exploration play, which is it's a huge project and has enormous potential. But it's a long-term exploration project, and I think that we always felt that we should have another project that runs in parallel to the Kalahari Suture Zone, and so we've been trying to acquire some licenses in the most prospective parts of the Copper Belt. You know, when somebody gets a big discovery, which is what has happened, particularly with the Sandfire exploration successes and Cupric Canyon, the two sort of leading companies on the Copper Belt, there is a sort of huge amount of interest, and people rush out there and grab whatever licenses they can. And we didn't want to do that because partly it costs a lot of money to acquire licenses which don't have a great deal of prospectivity. And, you know, we wanted to choose very carefully licenses which had the potential to actually achieve the discovery of mineralization. So we applied for these, the two licenses which have just been awarded to us, way back in November, and it's unusual for Botswana to take so long to grant the licenses. But I guess the COVID problems have slowed the whole process down. So we only got news about 10 days ago that we'd been granted those licenses. And then in January, which we had announced, I think, very early in February, signed a joint venture agreement with a small Botswana company, LVR Explorations, on two other licenses. One of those licenses is right in the middle of Sandfire's exploration successes. And so we're very hopeful that we might join in their good fortune in making discoveries. But I think
the proximity, the proximity to the other discoveries in the area, is that what attracted you to acquire the licenses in that area?
Yes, I think so. I think, as I said before, you know, there are, I think it's important to get to to put your licenses or to acquire licenses in the prospective areas. And we've been very choosy about making sure that we got them in the right place. But I think the other thing is that, you know, although I'm not here to sing the praises of Sandfire or Cooperate Canyon, I have to just mention that they've been extremely successful. They've done fantastic work, and in some ways they've done a lot of the work for us, because you know, they publish all of their results, and they also publish how they got there and what they did in order to make their discoveries. We can ride on the back of that. And so I think we have a fairly good idea about how to go about.
Yes, proximity plays always do quite well in the market, for sure.
Let me just say that Cooperate Canyon, I want to try and put it into context. I mean, Cooperate Canyon, I think, have now a resource of 502 million tons of resources, of which 185 million tons are grading at 2%. I mean, that is phenomenal. I mean, that comes to 3.7 million tons of metal. And I've just done the calculation about 5 minutes ago. That's worth 16 billion pounds. You know, this is not a small discovery. I don't think that the world has really sort of woken up to how impressive this is. And I think that we're going to find that the Kalahari copper belt is going to be in the same order as the Central African copper belt, which is the Zambia DRC copper belt. You know, so I think there's huge, huge potential. And I would encourage anybody who's interested in it to look at the websites of Cooperate Canyon and of Sandfire. And there's another company that's also doing very good work there called Kalahari Metals, which is also worthwhile having a look at. And it's been very impressive. And we're very happy to have, at least for the time being, four licenses. And we intend to acquire some more if we can.
So the government announced the easing of restrictions due to COVID. So when do you plan to start work on the licenses, and what is your exploration?
Well, obviously, I mean, it was a problem for us that, you know, we were just about to get started on our exploration, because we announced the first two joint venture licenses in February. So we were gearing up to start our exploration then, and, you know, everything stopped. So as soon as we're able to get out into the field, we will start doing our initial exploration work. You know, we're hopeful that our plans, our exploration plans, will be successful, and we get to a point where we can start drilling quite soon. But at the moment, the restrictions are still there, but all the indications are that perhaps sometime this month or early next, we will be able to start work.
And so your work commitment for the first year on the project is, what, 75,000 pounds?
No, that was the amount of money that we had to commit to spending to the government. You know, when you apply for a license, you have to put forward a minimum expenditure commitment. And so on the two licenses that have just been granted, the total for those two licenses was 75,000. So that's a minimum. We may well spend more than that, but from a sort of legal point of view, we have to spend at least that.
And
I don't think that's a problem.
And do you have some data on the projects already? And so are you planning to do geophysics?
Yes. I think that it'll be a combination initially of soil sampling and geophysics. And we probably will do some airborne EM later in the year. But clearly we need to identify drill targets before we send the drills out. And But we haven't been sort of sitting on our hands while the lockdown has been going on. And we've done a lot of research and combing through, as I said before, looking at what other people have done and where how they have been successful. And that has helped us put together an exploration strategy, which I think will help us to, you know, we don't want to reinvent the wheel, as it were.
And you obviously have some experience and good relationships with the government in Botswana. Just give us an overview of the jurisdiction.
Yeah, well, I've always really enjoyed working in Botswana. I think the first time I worked in Botswana was in 1990, I think, when I did some diamond exploration there. It's a great pleasure to work in Botswana. The government are extremely friendly to the mining industry, and you know, it's a very good jurisdiction for investment. But I think, you know, the main plus for Botswana is stability. And you know, when you're talking about spending what can eventually become, you know, many tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, on mining investment, you must be, or it's much, much easier to spend that sort of money knowing that there is political stability. And political stability has it's one of the few countries in Africa where there has been remarkable political stability. And that's really the key to everything. I mean, you know, obviously the lack of corruption is also a big plus point, but I would single out the stability is what's really important.
And so news flow going forward, potentially more prospecting licenses and details about your exploration program, is that what investors can expect?
Well, at the moment we've got, we've now got four licenses. I think we would like to get that up to six or seven. I think that will be enough. I mean, we spend most of our resources on our Kalahari Suture Zone project, so we don't want to overextend ourselves. And you know, the Botswana government are quite strict about ensuring that work is done on the licenses that they award to mining companies. And if you don't do the work, they will put a lot of pressure on you, and it will eventually take their licenses away or force you to give them up. So we don't want to get into that position. But that also gives us an opportunity, because although ground is very tightly held at the moment on the Kalahari Suture Zone, there are quite a lot of people or a lot of companies that are holding ground and not doing very much work on them. If we, you know, we keep a very close eye on the availability of ground. So if we see highly prospective ground becoming vacant, then we will apply for a few more licenses. So yes, that will be one. And then, of course, any exploration successes, we will also announce that. But I think that you know, what we really want to try and do is to push the whole Kalahari Copper Belt mining story ahead. Because I think that people are beginning to take notice of its potential.
Well, obviously they did today with the share price increase that you had. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us, Mike, and we look forward to hearing more of your news and speaking with you again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us on Share Talk. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.